Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Kiri. He donated for a memes video a while back, and I thought I'd also give him a regular topic. In case you've missed it, over the last year and a half, every few days, I run into an article about middle or high school teachers getting caught with the underage guys in their class. It's gone to epidemic proportions, and a few people have asked me why it's happening, and so I wanted to speculate on it. First of all, I think that the majority of female teachers getting together with their male pupils, mostly in high school, are not getting caught, because many of the guys feel like they lucked out. They get better marks, and just imagine how awkward it would be if their fellow classmates found out that they were scoring with their female English teacher. But why are the women doing it? It's not like suddenly there's an epidemic of pedo teachers out there. Most of them, after all, are going for guys that are sexually mature. But the question is why? Whenever I go on dating apps, I'm inundated by tons of teachers and nurses in their 20s and 30s, with zero prospects for marriage. Around here, their salaries are approaching six figures if you take their pensions into consideration. There are only so many male doctors, as females are graduating from medical school in record numbers as well. A couple of months ago, I even heard a story about a nurse getting busy with one of her patients outside the hospital in her car. So in medicine, while there are fewer men there, there are still some male doctors and nurses. As for teaching, where 99% of the stories are coming from, male teacher numbers are being decimated. I looked into the faculty of my old middle school and only the gym and science teachers were male, and the science teacher was leaving, so that only leaves one male role model for all those boys. Even the principal and vice principal are females, so is it possible that there's a lot of sexual frustration for women in such environments, and desire for attention because there are no men there? Maybe that's why they're starting to act out their frustrations with their students. Some as young as 11 years old in middle schools. It's also not like that male gym teacher has enough status to swoon over. There's also no balance in boys' lives. Half the kids out there are being raised by single mothers, and then they go to school where 97% of the teaching faculty are females. And we're wondering why boys are doing so poorly. I did horribly until I got my first male teacher in the third grade. Kids need to be inspired and have discipline instilled on them. The first teacher that did that for me in the third grade fought in WW2 and ended a German on the battlefield. There was no nonsense in his class and everyone was better for it but the girls. They thought he was too tough and disciplined and all but six girls transferred out of the classroom. Guys like him don't exist anymore. And because of him, I went from a failing student to getting well on the road to academic success. But if I was in high school today, the women wouldn't teach me. They would try and touch me. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if their being is Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to young guys getting lucky with the lunch lady behind the Bleachers Clown World show. Those female teachers have high expectations that men won't meet, so for many of them, dating is dead, and there are not enough high-quality men around to go around, so they're looking at the younger guys under their authority for gratification. Women went into the working world because of boredom and hypergamy. They wanted access to the men there instead of being stuck with just one husband their entire lives. So they went off to work, and the early ones were able to marry well. But as they went into academia, medicine, and teaching, they pushed the men out of those positions, the men they would have married in the past. So as women's relationship prospects disappear, that doesn't mean they won't identify younger guys that are attractive and just ride the academic rooster roller coaster with them. From what I've seen, it's mostly women in their prime riding years in their 20s and early 30s that are doing this sort of thing. While growing up, it was always the male teachers that would get into trouble with their female students, especially with male professors secretly dating their students at university. That made sense because of hypergamy and women in their early 20s wanting to be with a successful, accomplished man in his 30s, 40s, or even 50s sometimes. But female teachers robbing the cradle seems to be something entirely new. There's also lack of accountability culture because there are so few male teachers out there. The other women think Stone Group preference are also more likely to cover for them if they end up getting caught. Women may also feel like it's their turn to exploit the younger opposite sex. It's also possible that many of today's female teachers grew up with the stereotype of the male professor with a younger student, that they just want to do what they feel men have had the right to do for most of our lives. Why do you think they're now pushing the idea of MAPS, or minor attracted persons? They wanted to make it legal for them to be with 15 and 16 year olds. Another possible reason is mental illness. They have low self-esteem because they can't find a good man, so they're willing to get into a situationship with one of their students. Yet another reason up until recently might have been a lack of consequences due to the sentencing gap. Women are going to be punished a lot less for this sort of behavior than male teachers are. Another interesting thing I ran into while researching my old high school was the clubs that they have in it now. They have an equity committee, Black Student Club, and the Gender Rainbow People Alliance. I kid you not. As for female teachers taking advantage of male students, what do you think is causing this? Could it possibly be mental illness? A lack of options at work and in general as more men go their own way or don't meet their expectations? Are they female pedos, or do they just want to date an attractive male that is more likely to fall in love with them and stay with them because he's a lot less experienced? After all, they can't get commitment from a chat. There are probably a number of reasons, and women will never tell you any of them. Another similar situation is female prison guards getting together with male convicts. Again, men are captive in that institution, just like male students can't go anywhere, so maybe that's the reason too. Because it's sort of like forced commitment. I think that's all I got to say on this topic. For the rest of this video, I want to talk about Rollo Tomasi, the rational male, suing the people behind the Diverting Hate report, the one that I'm number one on. He wonders what the hell is a male supremacist, and there's a good chance it's a civil rights violation calling him and everyone on that list a male supremacist without really defining what it means. He wants things to go into discovery so they can actually unveil the meaning of that term, because they never really define a way to measure it. Since the report came out with me on the top of the list, most Manosphere channels listed there have been seeing their traffic fall. For example, I used to get 20 to 30,000 views on Sandman 2 for my meme videos, and suddenly some days it plunges down to 5 or 6,000. Aaron Cleary also barely gets 1,000 views on many of his videos now. You can sure bet that YouTube saw that list and is probably throttling down many of those channels. The throttling began about a week after. But that's okay, because there are many other platforms like Rumble and X that won't censor us, and where our audience is actually growing faster as opposed to YouTube. What I've mentioned before is that half the people on that list own Bitcoin and are well-funded, so if Rollo files a joint lawsuit, it could make everyone a lot of money. He wants $700,000 for calling him a male supremacist. I wonder if he could get more for being on the top of that list. What I find funny is that many of those on the list, they just ignore me when they mention who else is on the list besides me. It's like I'm the black sheep of the Manosphere or something, and they don't really understand my contributions. It's like they pretend as though I don't exist. I've been used to that my entire life from real-life peers, and it's good to see that it extends to those online. It really gives me a chance to see who the narcissists and grifters really are. Even if I could sue Arizona State or whoever made that report, I won't. I see it as a badge of honor and not an opportunity to grift. So many people say that most of the Manosphere are just grifters, and if they get payment from this, then it probably just proves everybody's point. Rollo did make the valid point that I think is more important than money, and that's how they define male supremacy, and why I'm at the top of that list. That's something a lot of people are also wondering about. I think it has to do with being someone that influences the influencers. That's my greatest accomplishment, aspiring others to do the same and spread the message. I'm really surprised it took them 10 years to figure that out. I'm really surprised that people haven't figured out the viral nature of ideas and how to spread good ones far and wide. It just shows me that women in the elites only react to things and they aren't very proactive. Women are now reacting to the red pill, but it's too late, because it's mainstream. Women have a massive blind spot when it comes to seeing how men can use technology and innovation to take their power away. They're fighting Manosphere philosophy, but for the most part, Manosphere technology isn't even on their radar. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Kiri for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that thousands, maybe millions of female teachers are smashing their students, and most will probably get away with it because the guys will feel special and lucky. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the teachers that want to play with your schwing-schwing and in return give you an A away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.